Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Yes, indeed, it is time for political commentary, and I've got Dr. Bryce Edwards on the phone. Hello, Bryce.
Hello, Maureen.
How are you?
I'm great. This is an action-packed week with the Prime Minister in New York.
Yeah,
she's really spreading the stardust around. She's exciting the international media. She is, you know, giving them a taste of what we have seen of the Jacinda mania.
Yeah.
So it's quite amazing to just see all the newspapers reporting it and to see other people really taken with, especially the fact that she's got a baby, a very young baby, and she's taken the baby, you know, along to New York, and she's taken the baby into the UN. And so, you know, this is really quite a different thing for a world leader to do.
Mm.
And it kind of fits really nicely with, you know, the big desire, I think, at the moment for, you know, improved, you know, gender equality and issues around parents in the workplace.
Yeah, do you think it really makes a political statement about you can be a mum and you can be a prime minister or
you know,
the working
That's how it's been taken. Yeah, that a lot of people haven't seen this before, and you know, because it's a bit of a novelty. Well, it is. It's novelty here, but it hasn't happened much in the rest of the world. There's never been a world leader that's come to the UN with a young baby in tow and taking them into meetings and so forth.
Mm.
So, you know, people are genuinely, I think, surprised and delighted by it.
Yeah, it's been quite nice to see that it's been a fairly positive response as well.
Oh, I haven't seen any negative response. No, it's been embraced.
Mm, which is awesome. And she's also, while she's been over there, rejected Trump's call for a war on drugs, which is quite a big stand up.
Well, it's quite interesting because about 140 countries have signed up to Trump's war on drugs. And this whole call to action, as he calls it, is there's not really much to it. It's just a bit of kind of, you know, loud noises about the need to be tough on drugs and, you know, cut off the sources of drug funding and, you know, the production of drugs. And it's kind of like going back to the 1970s. This is when the war on drugs started under Nixon. And I don't think there's much enthusiasm for what Trump's doing. It's sort of seen as just, you know, populism or right-wing reaction by numbers, you know, painting by numbers.
Yeah.
And so about 40 countries haven't signed up to it. And interestingly, New Zealand is, of course, one of those that hasn't signed up for it. But we're the only one, or Jacinda Ardern is the only one that's kind of spoken up and given reasons why New Zealand isn't signing up. And she said that in New Zealand we see drug abuse and drug problems as a health issue.
Yeah.
And that we want to use regulation, we want to use an evidence-based approach. So actually, so stop dealing with the ideals of just having no drugs and pretending they don't exist or shouldn't exist, and actually finding ways to help people that are suffering, etc. And so there's a few other European countries, but New Zealand's the only English-speaking country in the world that's refused to sign up, and I think that's also being seen positively.
Yeah.
A lot of the other countries that signed up, I think, are just doing it to try and stay on Trump's good side.
Do you think that this will put a bit of pressure on Jacinda to really look into what we're going to do to take that health approach? Or do you think it's just sort of,
I mean, if anything, it's... Actually, I'm just thinking about that question. I guess it's probably just seen as Ardern stating the obvious.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone would be surprised that New Zealand's taken this approach. But what's interesting is, you know, I remember Jacinda Ardern talked about this generation's nuclear-free moment being the climate change issue. But internationally, she's actually now becoming more well-known for not going along with this reactionary war on drugs.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, it's doing a lot for her reputation as the anti-Trump because, you know, in both personality and in terms of her politics, she's totally different to Trump. And this drug issue might well be the one that she becomes most well known for, and therefore, yes, it might actually gives that whole drug reform agenda more of a boost, and there might be more expectations on the Prime Minister to deliver on proper reform.
Yes, and now this morning, a leaked report has come out about Mika Whaitiri and the alleged incident that's happened.
So to go back, of course, this happened about a month ago. Yeah. There was an altercation between the then minister, Mika Whaitiri, and her spin doctor, her press secretary, and the minister went to the Prime Minister a couple of days after it occurred and explained, you know, her account of things. Jacinda Ardern, you know, stood her down and got an official inquiry underway into it. Jacinda Ardern got that report back last week and didn't release it, but said that having read it, she didn't have confidence in the minister anymore and there was therefore sacking her. And so we were expected to get a sanitised version of that report released in the next couple of weeks, where they take out, you know, the sensitive stuff that might negatively infect the press secretary, and probably word things in a less, you know, perhaps defamatory way. Mm. But it's been leaked in advance, the actual original report. The Herald's got a copy of it, and so they've reported on it and said that basically the altercation occurred when the Prime Minister and the Minister were visiting Gisborne, and they were there for quite a few hours, and the Prime Minister ended up doing a stand-up, you know, media conference, and the Mika Whaitiri's spin doctor, her press secretary, I should call her, neglected to tell the Minister about this, because Mika wanted to stand behind Jacinda Ardern, as, you know, politicians like to do when the Prime Minister's making announcements, and kind of get some of the glory and be able to nod in the background. She wasn't alerted to this, so the Minister took, according to this report, took the issue in hand and pulled the press secretary aside. There's a differing account on whether she physically pulled her aside, but that's what's been claimed, and apparently there's photographic evidence of bruises on the press secretary's arm from this encounter, but that's what happened. There was a bit of raised voices where the minister was very unhappy, but that's where it stopped. So it's still one person's word against the other, and the report seemed to side with the alleged victim, the press secretary, thinking that this probably had happened, even though there were no witnesses. So it kind of does still leave us a bit in the dark about things, because it's, you know, one person's word against the other. But the existence, apparently, of these photos of the bruised arm are probably the clincher that will, you know, put people's, you know, sympathies against Mika Whaitiri, I think.
And obviously Jacinda Ardern has already let the minister go. So what other kind of repercussions will be here? Is it just sort of the reputation of the minister and the press secretary?
I mean, I don't know if we'll ever know who this press secretary is, and it's probably just not that interesting, but yes, the reputation of the politician in question is going to be deeply tarnished, and there'll be more people asking about whether it's okay for her to stay as a parliamentarian and whether she's fit to lead the Māori caucus, because she's the co-leader along with Willie Jackson of those MPs within Labour. And, you know, there'll be a bit more discussion about this, you know, issue of family violence and domestic violence and to what extent, you know, we have to have tolerance or not. And it certainly looks like, you know, some MPs are willing to say, you know, that we need to have sympathy for the MP as well, and maybe she needs anger, you know, management issues. So I think she's still got a lot of support in the caucus.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, thanks for keeping us up to date, Bryce. It's been nice talking to you. And we'll talk to you in a few weeks' time.
Good stuff. Thanks.
Bye.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.